Hello, it's Mrs. Jeffcott again, and I'm here to talk to you about the layers of the atmosphere. Currently, when we were talking about the layers of the atmosphere, we said that there were four main layers, and I told you to try to remember those four layers by the mnemonic device. The scientific method is terrific. The would be standing for the troposphere. Scientific is the stratosphere. Method is the mesosphere. Is not a layer. Terrific is the thermosphere. If you remember, the atmosphere is made up of those layers, and each of those layers provides a special function for the planet Earth. The atmosphere is classified by change in altitude and temperature. Each time you go into a new layer, in between those layers is a place called a pause. Right after the troposphere, there's a what is called the tropopause, and the tropopause is where you continue to rise in altitude, but the temperature remains the same. You know that you're in the stratosphere as soon as the temperature changes. If you look on your lab in your science notebook that we used and we colored and graphed the layers of the troposphere and the tropopauses and all the different pauses, you'll see that in the pauses, the temperature remains the same, and as soon as it changes, you're in a new sphere. In the troposphere, which is the first layer of atmosphere, that's the layer of the atmosphere that we live in. It is where weather occurs. As you rise in the altitude in the troposphere, the temperature gets colder. And then as soon as you leave the troposphere and go into the tropopause, the temperature will stay the same. And then as soon as we get into the stratosphere then starts to warm up. The stratosphere, strato means layer, and what it is the second layer of the atmosphere that contains the ozone. If you remember, I told you that the ozone is a very important part of our atmosphere that protects us from the ultraviolet radiation that comes from the sun. I had discussed in class that the ozone over the years we've had to make changes in certain things in our environment because of refrigerants and that are chemicals called chlorofluorocarbons that are put in refrigerators and in hairspray cans and other aerosol cans. The chlorofluorocarbons were actually burning the oxygen-3 that makes up the ozone. Once scientists found out that the chlorofluorocarbons were burning the oxygen-3, they started to make changes and took those out of aerosol cans. The ozone can replenish itself, but it will take a while. And like I said, it is important because it is what protects us from the ultraviolet radiation that can burn our skin. The next layer that we talked about is the mesosphere. Meso means middle, and it's the middle layer of the atmosphere, and it gets very, very cold in the mesosphere. It can reach negative 90 degrees Celsius, and in the mesosphere, it's the layer that protects the Earth from being hit by meteoroids. So the rocks that come through the atmosphere towards Earth, its job is to burn it up while so it'll break it apart before it hits the planet Earth. We also see in here in the mesosphere, we have what is called this is where our space labs, like our satellites and our weather balloons, go up to. In the mesosphere, we also, the next layer, is the thermosphere. Now, the thermosphere extends for 80 kilometers above the Earth's surface, and it ends up heading into outer space. It is the outermost layer of the atmosphere. The thermosphere starts at negative 90 degrees Celsius and ends at close to 1,800 degrees Celsius. So it gets very, very hot the higher you go in the thermosphere. The thermosphere is then broken into two other spheres, the ionosphere and the exosphere. The ionosphere begins at 80 kilometers and extends to about 400 kilometers, and the exosphere is the outermost layer, and it extends from 400 kilometers all the way out to space. In this layer, this is where we find the Aurora Borealis, and this is also where spacecraft orbit the planet Earth. It is also where the space station, some of the space lab orbits. That is all for right now on just the layers. I will be back with another voice thread to talk about the different types of radiation that come from the sun, and I will also be talking about the way the energy transfer that occurs in our atmosphere. I hope this has helped, and if you have any further questions, make sure that you're looking in your book from pages, your textbook from pages 84 to page 89, and it's also in your lab in your science notebook. Thanks, and have a great night. Bye-bye.